Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
All the shows, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey in the Odyssey app. Episode number one in honor of our hole-in-one that we got there at the tournament.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Good call.
Number one off a toilet. That's what we're calling this episode.
That's even more impressive.
Yes, exactly.
I wonder if that's a world record, that he actually is the first man to hit a hole-in-one off of a toilet.
With witnesses, probably yes.
Right?
Multiple witnesses. Not like my buddy Jeff was there, but like, there are a lot of people saw this.
Right.
It was ridiculous, but... And again, that wasn't the goal. No one anticipated it.
No.
It'd be one thing if Tiger Woods said, I'm going to give this a try. He gets a hold of one, and you go, wow, Tiger Woods really is good. This is some guy, got a couple beers in him, don't know him from Adam, stands on a loose toilet. He just wanted to see if he could hit it in the green.
Right.
That was the whole challenge. Yep.
I saw
a freaking hole in one.
I was at a tournament. Closest thing I've seen to that is a tournament that had a 19th hole where they hung a toilet seat.
Okay.
Off of like a pole or a branch, right? And so you could chip through that hole.
Nice.
For, like, you put in $5 or whatever. I think you got three balls.
Cool.
But you weren't standing on top of a toilet. You were trying to hit one of those three balls.
Through the ring.
Through the ring, basically, which was not a toilet. It was just the seat that was hanging.
Right.
Which I thought was cool.
I like that.
You know, won, like, whatever. I didn't win, so I
should
put
that in my notes for next year.
There you go.
We had the idea of maybe chipping into a honey bucket.
And then we settled on the toilet.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends. Local 32.
We knew we had to involve a toilet somehow.
Absolutely.
And that went down
we
much
were
better.
At a pinky's hole, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got all kinds of toilet stuff out there.
So that makes sense. It was a good time, man.
I like talking to the labor union guys, though, man. It's always good conversation.
Oh, they're cool, dude.
Yeah, man. They were fun. They were really, really fun.
Well, we'll come up with some crazier crap for next year if we do it one more time.
Yeah. We're going to have a meeting here not terribly long from now. And
I thought everything went great to the point where, you know, it's not going to be too hard to improve.
No.
I mean, everything was so good.
And I was saying it for the few days after the tournament was that, look, there's always ways that we can improve on everything that we do. And especially when it's the first launch, we see holes in different things. Very rarely is it like this where it's like, that was damn near flawless.
It was really good.
Yeah, like the golfers were pumped. We were pumped. Like everybody. I mean, it just seemed like a good win.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
I loved it.
Thanks for everyone who came out, man. If you got a chance to join us, if not, hopefully we'll do it again next year, and even if you don't play golf, just come up and check out the morning show, hang out, and have a good time.
Hell so, yeah. Drink and have
there
fun.
You go. What do we got going on? Today is Friday the 13th, Sunday, Father's Day.
Spooky. Yeah.
What are the plans for Father's Day? Steve, you have do you get free reign of your activities?
I can do whatever the hell I want. I just insist that I do it with the kids.
Okay.
Because without the kids, I'm not a father.
Now
so to me, and my wife feels different. She's like, it's Mother's Day. I don't want to be around the fucking kids. Take me out to lunch or dinner, right? And I go, yeah, but baby. I mean, like, hey, the reason your mother. She's like, cool, leave the motherfuckers alone. Where I'm ver- so, but here's the thing. You know, as a guy, you're just a big fucking kid anyway. So keep in mind, Ted, we still have those two Nerf guns in the back of the car.
Oh, nice.
There's a good chance they'll get broken out on Father's Day.
Hell yeah.
Last couple of years, we've gone to a family fun center.
Oh, nice.
Right. So, like, I'm driving go-karts. I'm playing video games. I'm drinking beer. And the truth is, the kids are having a fucking blast, which is always good. I'm having a good time doing shit that I don't normally get to do. Chalk it up to Father's Day.
If like, you could go somewhere for dinner, like, okay, yeah, you get your choice. Where are you going?
I don't know, man. A good barbecue joint, I guess. Right. I mean, like, I can get a say on that. We can take you out and have fun. And when it comes to food, like, yeah, that'll be my choice. But the thing is, I really don't care.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, it's, so I'm already off. It's Sunday. The kids are in a good mood. The weather's looking like it's going to be like mid-70s and sunny. Right. I'm like, look, man, all I need to do is wake the fuck up. And the truth is, it's the beginning of your day that's the best part of Father's Day. Because my kids are always awake before me because that is how that is. But they're waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you the cards, give you a hug. And it's like, your day is made there. So after that, I'm like,
well, I'm laughing you said barbecue just because like I was with a buddy this morning. I said, what are you doing? He's like, there's a newer barbecue place that has a brick and mortar. And but his wife was smart. She was like, that place is going to be packed.
It's also going to close early.
Right. So then we started talking about Father's Day stuff. And he was driving cross country once. And they stopped in St. Louis on the way out. They're looking up barbecue joints. And it just didn't dawn on him that it was Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I told him the last Father's Day my dad was alive, like, I was back there, me and my brother, like, the day before, we had crabs. That lunch, we took my dad to an Italian place, because he was like, I want eggplant parm. We were like, sure.
Right.
Also, Mike, there's funny parts of all this, but he printed off the whole goddamn menu. The entire menu.
All right.
He's like, I thought you might want to take a look at the menu before we get there. I'm like, how many trees did you kill?
Jesus.
Oh, no.
So,
at an Italian restaurant.
Sure. Right. So we had seen my brother, right? We watched his son in the morning. We took our dad to lunch. So now his son's got to do something. Maddie's lifeguard and his wife was out of town. So again, we don't really think about it. Even though we had just done Father's Day, let's go to this brewery. Same thing. 72 degrees, we show up. There is nowhere to park.
I mean,
I just look at him. I'm like, what the fuck were we thinking?
Because
you can bring, right? And you can bring your kids. It's like, of course it's packed on Father's Day.
I even said barbecue. And like, as soon as I said it, I'm like, 98% of the guys that get asked is barbecue.
That's so,
it's like going to brunch on Mother's Day. Like, it can be done, but make plans.
So the... couple guys I know, we're going to go get barbecue at a new place that's close to me, right?
All right.
That's so, the same place my buddy was talking about.
Okay, well, here's the problem.
Is it good? This is supposed to be
good. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
But here's what I do know. You need to order that and pick it up by a certain time.
Okay.
All right.
Because as it was explained to me, as it was explained to these gentlemen.
There we go. When we run out, we're done.
Apparently, I never did the math on this. Dads do barbecue. Guys do barbecue.
Yeah.
It's not that women don't do barbecue. It's predominantly a male-dominated industry.
Sure.
Correct. Because it takes all day and you can drink beer.
So all these guys are dads. They are not working that day. They're some of them are making food to be picked up that morning. But after that, it's their day too. So you either get there early and you pick up your shit and you order it ahead of time at a lot of these places. Or like Ted says, if they're open, good luck finding a place to park. So it's one of the two. So you're almost better off like saying, all right, maybe I should just put something on the smoker
out there.
You know, 6-7 hours and just do my thing during the day and come home.
You guys are getting me fired up.
Hopefully I don't fuck it up. You know?
Because like I said, you stand outside all day and you drink beer. And it's acceptable that you do it. I think that's why guys like last weekend, I worked out in the yard the whole time. They're like, man, great job. I'm outside drinking beer. I'm just choosing to be productive. I'd have been just as happy to like pull out a magazine and put my feet up, you know, but I'm like, well, since I'm out here, I'll pull weeds, drink beer, smoke weed. But like, I was outside for about 8 straight hours. Nobody fucks with me because with the kids, I'm like, if you're out here, you're helping.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? They don't really bother you too much fun to put them to work. So I'm like,
right.
I'm-
and people, even people that love barbecuing, if you're a dude, that's the one day you might go, oh, you know what? Yeah, let's go somewhere and get something.
Someone else do it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Go to that beer garden. I was like, I don't know what we were thinking.
Maybe a basketball or a hockey game on Sunday. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how the schedule works.
Basketball's on.
I can find that.
Basketball's Friday night, and then not again till Monday.
Okay. All right. So maybe hockey.
I don't know.
Hockey's on tonight or Thursday night.
Yeah.
So then Saturday,
and then you got Game 5 on Saturday. Yes.
Okay.
And so
U.S. Open at least on Sunday. You can watch a little golf. I know that's boring
as hell. Do they line that up, or am I just... It feels like U.S. Open's almost always on Father's Day.
If you were running a golf tournament, and I said, what is, like, the fucking day where you think we're going to get a great audience? It's going to be Father's Day. Because it's probably the one time their wife's not going to nag them about, please turn the channel. The kids who don't want to watch golf, they're not going to bitch to say change the channel. It's just like, it's your day. It is golf. I think absolutely they line that shit up, man.
Basketball's not on Sunday either. That game five's on Monday.
All right.
Do you guys call your dad in the morning, or do you call him in the evening?
I can't call mine in the morning because it's the Lord's Day on Sunday, so he's gonna be at meeting
at least
over
till
there. 1:00. Yeah, 1:30. So I'm gonna call him sometime in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. Do you guys get together? Since you're in proximity.
Probably not.
Okay.
No, I'm going to get him some stuff and probably give it to him on Tuesday when I see him.
What is the stuff that you can get your dad now? As far as what he is interested in?
I hope he doesn't hear this, but he's not going to. He doesn't know how to get up on podcasts. I'm going to get him like a Home Depot gift card, and I'm going to get him a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
You took my advice.
I did.
Yeah. It's like, man, I don't know what to get him. Right. I said, look, dude, you can't go wrong with a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, I know what he likes.
Either he's happy to drink it, or worst case, you drink it with him.
I can. I've gone wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So what I bought my dad. So it was his birthday. It was like a big one, 75th or something.
Ooh, okay.
So I got on whatever the equivalent is of BevMo in Florida.
Okay.
And ordered him, because they deliver.
So
they deliver
awesome
the whiskey down there from the actual store.
Nice.
So the store in his area, we'll get in a car and we'll take it to your fucking house, which I think is great. But
nice.
It's a smart move because it's Florida. There's a lot of people who should not be on the roads because they're already drunk, so they can just order their alcohol to their house. So I get him this bottle. It's like $180. It is a bottle of whiskey that is 10 years old that has been aged in a wine barrel.
Nice.
Okay? Now, you got to remember, my dad grew up on the Kentucky-West Virginia border. He is a whiskey snob.
Okay. Right?
Whiskey does not need...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To taste like wine. So I didn't really think this through, okay, because it's got...
I just like whiskey.
It's right. Correct. It's got the wine finish. And I said, how was that thing? And he's like, gotta be honest with you, man, he's like, the wine kind of fucked it up.
Oh, no.
I said, well, what'd you do with the bottle? He's like, I drank the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, I drank the bottle. Just don't get me wrong.
He's well like, spent.
If you ever give me you don't need to spend that much money on something like that. Just get me the straight whiskey. Just get me the plain.
And that's what
old...
I'm going to do. I'm going to get him the whiskey that he likes the most. You know, he likes Aberlour is his big one right now.
Okay.
So I think it's like a 12-year or an 18-year, something like that. I don't know which one that he wants, but that's his whiskey.
Nice.
I would usually just call my dad. I mean, like, morning for me, right? But if I called him at 10, it's already 1 p.m. Then I would just send him a gift certificate to a restaurant he liked.
There you go.
Yeah, and honestly, like, he was one of those people. Like, any place you want. All right. Texas Roadhouse. It was always like Texas Roadhouse, like Friday's Chili's. It was never too crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good time right there.
Hell yeah.
All right there, Bicholas.
What do you call your dad?
I'm going to call. I've got a stepfather and a regular dad.
Wednesday.
I'm going to try to get a hold of them if I can just remember. Call.
Don't get messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your kids doing?
I've got one kid coming down to spend the evening with me.
I love it.
Yeah,
there you go. Where are you going to dinner? Going to barbecue?
I'm going to
see you at the barbecue.
I'm back to Steve on that. Dealer's choice for her.
I like it.
I always do that.
Yeah. It's still cool when they're an adult, though. Yeah. My kids are still young, so they're going to do fun
shit. I mean,
shit.
She's not a vegetarian, so I'm okay.
Okay, then game on.
I win.
All right, man, happy Father's Day, motherfuckers. Literally, you're a motherfucker. That's why you're a father.
That's right.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.